but yeah, no, I want to hear about you, like, cause I know I'll be grilling you. No worries. No, I know that you started your online personal training business, huh?
Yes, I did. I started that this past June. And to be honest, I kind of just dived right into that. An opportunity presented itself, and I was like, "Let's do it."
Yeah.
And to be honest, it's been a lot of ups and downs. Obviously, in the middle of a pandemic, starting something like
sure.
that. And then quarantine didn't help.
Screw quarantine.
It's been
God, I'm telling you.
But it's been a blessing in the sense if you allowed it to be a blessing, you know what I mean? I learned a lot about myself. I know people learn a lot about themselves, a lot about families and friends, but it's been fitness and health wise. I know it's been a struggle like across the board for everyone.
So. Yeah. And I'll tell you this, I know you have a lot of experience in the fitness industry. Cause I know you're a competitor too, right? You've been in the MPC, you've been doing some bikini shows. Or I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Are you figure? Are you bikini? What are you?
Keep talking. No. Who? What am I?
Yeah.
I started competing back in January of 2018. Actually, so it hasn't been that long. But it's definitely been something that I've wanted to do for years. I tried. God, I think it was like 2016.
Yeah.
I like to do this thing to where I just dive right in and just kind of see what happens.
And you do with shows, like with anybody trying to do shows, that's the only way you can do them. I mean, you can't, like, you think about it for a second, but if you're gonna do it, you have to, like, you have to pay for it, you have to commit, you have to, like, have that goal in your mind every single day, because it is funny, you know.
It's a lifestyle. Like, I remember in 2016 an opportunity presented itself and I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And I try to prep. And when I tell you what, when you are not mentally in that thing, like it, like your life is prep, like your life is, you know, bodybuilding. And if you're not ready for that commitment, then you should not even try to do it. Cause it's a lot, it's a big commitment.
It's true. And it's also too, you know, it's like a paradigm shift. When you do your first competition, you know, the feeling you get after, it completely reinvents the way you see fitness. And it's interesting, you know, because you really do approach everything you do in the gym from the perspective of sculpting as opposed to just kind of aimlessly lifting weights, you know?
Yes. It's funny because I was listening to a podcast you did with, I don't remember the guy's name, but yeah, he was a former bodybuilder and we're talking about it.
Oh, Brad. Yeah, Mr. Brad.
Yeah, that might have been his name. And I was just laughing because like hearing y'all talk about it, it was comical.
Yeah.
In a good way though, because I like talking to guys about it, just because like guys, I don't know, guys are just
it's
just
it's very it's it, because it's like it's bro-y from the guy, you know. It's like we have we run into the problem of being like, bro, gains, man. Like, come on, dude, you know. And so, but he was cool because he had been in the natural bodybuilding circuit for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So he
and it was
Go ahead.
Hearing his perspective, you know, and as a female, you know, it's so different for us. The commitment is the same in the sense of like you have to be fully in, but you know, as a female, I think
it's more for you guys, to be honest. Like, you guys have a lot more like dimensions to it as opposed to the you know, men doing the bodybuilding.
Oh my God. And it's the hormones, and then it's the aesthetics of it. And I've seen women, for me, bodybuilding is so much more than the aesthetics. I've learned about the confidence, you know, the beauty of being shredded and then not being shredded.
Yeah.
And then learning the freaking balance, because I'll tell you what, I've seen, and I've been there before after my first show, man, you want to talk about binge eating? Oh my God.
You do. It hits you. You're like, after the show, you're like, all right, brownies, cupcakes, bring them on. You know,
let me tell you what, it was bad. And if you don't get a grip on that, and you don't see the bigger picture, it becomes like a psychological thing. And thank God that like I was surrounded by people and a coach who uplifted me. And because of who I am, stubborn and hard-headed, I was like, you're gonna get it together.
Yeah, you should do this. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's a journey, but it's good if you allow it to be, you know.
Well, it's and I don't know what you think about this, but you know, with how do well no I started this question off on the I was like, no, it's not that serious of a question. I was like, but no, I'm thinking nowadays, you know, with I think people need to adopt aspects of like the bodybuilding lifestyle, and especially from the perspective of like women's bodybuilding, because I think women's fitness is something that is maybe not understood from the perspective of somebody just trying to lose weight.
Greatly.
The hormones and dealing, you know, dealing with that, trying to control that as much as you can. Guys too, but it's not, it's, you know, it's, we just have the testosterone and everything. We're just like, all right, eat food, you know? So
literally, and that's like, that's what's so, I'm like drinking my shake and eating my walnuts.
It is all good.
And
there is no, so it's okay.
We're just going to work through this.
It's all good. I'm drinking a shake too, so it's okay. I'm sitting here filming myself drinking right now. It's okay.
But no, I'm actually in the process of writing a blog for just like tips and tricks for how to,
you need stay, to. People would love
stay
that.
Stay in that. Yeah. And well, I thought so too, like the staying in a routine for 2021. Mm-hmm. And what I have come to realize is, you know, not everyone's routine is the perfect, pretty routine in a planner that you see. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, I've tried to conform to that in a way, because I'm like, this is the right way. But like, whatever your routine is, roll with it. And I think that's what a lot of people, and I'm gonna really focus on women because that's mainly who I train.
Yeah, please.
Women kind of veer off of is because they think that they have to do this in this type of way.
Yeah.
And the beauty of fitness and health is that you get to do it your own freaking way, and no one can tell you it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
Your body is different from everyone else's.
Well, nowadays, you know, I mean, it's funny. You are speaking so much truth, right? You are so right about that you have that freedom to do it your own way. But I think nowadays with a lot of social media people, and you're not doing this because you've adopted this mindset of doing it your own way, right? But a lot of times it's, you know, they have a plan, a very cookie cutter plan, and they say, no, you're doing it wrong. You have to do it this way in order to achieve what you want. And so I understand where you're coming from in that it's about taking your foundation, what you've been doing, and just simply, you know, filling in the holes, finding the cracks, and trying to tweak it from there, you know, use your current foundation.
Exactly. So. And you know, I think too, and I feel you would agree, is that, you know, our society, as we go on day by day, I mean, we are looking for the fastest thing, the quickest thing. We're impatient. Yeah. We want it now. And oh my God.
Instant gratification.
Yeah. And when we don't have that, it's not good enough, and we're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing that I've learned through bodybuilding and through freaking quarantine is patience. You have to have it. Anything you want, is worth fighting for, and it's worth waiting for it. And you have to put in your time. And a lot of women I speak to, God, these stupid diet fads, you know, and the yo-yos up and down. And it's like, well, no wonder you having this hormone problem and this mental health problem, because like, there's no consistency. And I'm speaking from a place of I've been there, you know? And so it's sometimes, you know, like I'm a very passionate, very passionate person.
I can't tell, Gabrielle. No, it's good. I love that you are. Well, you have to be.
Thank you. But it comes off, it can come off in a very, it can come off in an aggressive way, but my heart, it is always in the most passionate way.
Yeah. You don't give yourself enough credit, because if I were a client hearing you talking to me, I'd be like, she knows what she's talking about. She freaking gets it, you know? So no, you're good.
Oh, thanks.
No problem. No problem. Yeah, no, you're fine. So, but it's to your point though. I like that you know, the yo-yoing. I kind of liked what you said with the yo-yoing being the case for improper.
Did you play yo-yos when you were younger?
What's that? Yeah, exactly. Yo-yo. And that's what people. Yeah, like the up and the down, just like the changing the calories and everything. And I like what you said with that is the reason that people have such a struggle with hormones and the yo-yoing. And it's like nobody, it's simple. When you put it into that perspective, it kind of, it tells you exactly how you need to approach dieting and fitness, you know? So.
And that's true. And just how you said, I like fitness and health is simple,
It is.
but it has to be simple for you, and then
Yeah.
for you, and then for you, and you have to find your simple. I have,
Beautiful.
sometimes I make nutrition plans for people, and I refuse. I will not put out any nutrition plan that is, one size fits all, because I don't believe in that. I'll
No.
give recommendations, where you could start as far as your macro count.
Yeah.
But that's another thing about women, wanting to get in shape. It's like, just what do you eat? Well, okay, well, this is what I eat, but that doesn't mean that you should eat that,
Yeah. So
there's just.
it's very much like trying to hit the mental side, because I know what you're talking about. It's like
Oh,
it's
yeah.
you have it in your head, and this is for anybody. You have it in your head that because that person looks the way they do, you have to do what they do. And it's what you said. It's like that's not going to work for you. You have your own body and your own needs and, considerations. So, yeah, that's exactly right.
And that's why, like, I think, like, I want, like, what I think, I know, like, that's one of the things I love most about training and getting, because it's not very often that I get a client that wants to genuinely learn and give me their time and patience regarding the nutrition side of it. All my clients I train, like physically wise, it's always good, but the nutrition aspect of it
Oh,
is
it's a bear. It's
dude,
tough.
that's
Oh my
the
God.
that that's the breadwinner right there. And
It
if you're
is.
not willing to put in the time and learn your body, then you'll never reach, your ultimate physique or mental health goals or fitness goals, because if you don't understand you, then who else is going to,
Yeah, true. If you don't understand you, who else is going to? Yeah, I'm taking that nugget out right there. So when people watch
Dude, put it on a
this,
shirt
I know
and
I
say
will. I'm
something.
gonna sell it. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, this is Gabrielle's shirt. It's you guys need to listen to this. So yeah, but exactly right. And I'll ask you this too. How do you personally approach the people who are so dead set on doing? On like following a very strict diet plan that doesn't necessarily have to do with what would work for them. Do you have a way of approaching that? Because me personally, when I was training, that was always my hitch. It was like trying to get people to understand that they can't, progress is slow, progress is gradual, and they can't just approach it from the perspective of a strict, super rigid plan.
Oh
So,
God. See, dude, yes,
yeah.
because see, so number one, slow progress is the progress that lasts. Like slow progress is lasting progress, number
Love it.
one.
Yeah.
And then secondly, is that 10 out of 10 times why people fail, and look, I don't know, you can Google this crap. This is my own statistic right here. But 10 out of 10 times why people fail their diet and health goals is because they go to the extreme. They're like, oh, that's it. New Year's resolution, I'm cutting out all carbs. Why would you do that? It's like
Yeah, it's
you're
extreme.
immediately setting yourself, yes, you're setting yourself up for failure. Once again, I'm speaking from a place of been there, done that. You know what I'm
Sure.
saying? And so like that's my biggest thing is when I start out with a client or if I'm giving someone tips. Earlier this morning, I had someone ask on Instagram, what's your thoughts about fasting? I said, well, that's a very broad question.
Yeah.
My immediate thought is it's for some people and it's not for some people.
It's true.
And the way I like to start out with helping someone with their fitness goals is finding out where you're at mentally. Why are you wanting to do what you're wanting to do? Okay, what foods do you like? What don't you like? Like make that person think and understand themselves. And
Yes.
then we're going to start y'all with a few different things. We're going to see how it works with your body. Because like I'm bringing a science into it. I'm not just saying, hey, you need to eat 55% carb
Yeah.
macros. You need to eat 30% protein and then 20% fat. Like, no, I make it difficult, but it's for your benefit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to you're trying to kind of take the stress out of them understanding themselves. And
Ultimately, yeah.
I like what you said with, you know, what are your favorite foods? Because that's something that people automatically think needs to be subtracted from something that works. Like, oh, my favorite foods are, you know, that's not going to work. Like if I do that, I'll still be fat or whatever. And exactly. They are wrong in that. No, it does. Your favorite foods can be taken and still implemented into a new program for yourself.
Oh my gosh. 100%. Yes. I see. That's the thing too, that like, so as a bodybuilder, you know, I get different types of people approach me, you know, get women who are, kind of weary about, working with me, because some women don't want okay. And I'm not saying I'm like this big mumbo jumbo muscle woman, but some women don't want biceps or abs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's explaining to, and then some women do want that, but it's explaining that you can have whatever you are envisioning your body goals to be, you can achieve that, Lord willing, you know, if you follow a regimen. And guess what? You don't have to eat as strict as me. You don't have to eat 5 to 8 things all the time. You can eat 30 things. You just have to find that balance for your body.
Yeah.
And it's just explaining that to people and getting them excited about reaching their goals and turning that negative approach to exercise into a positive approach.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? Yeah. And you're right in that it's for somebody like you who's spent so much time with the bodybuilding lifestyle, you know, it's not necessarily sustainable for somebody to sit there and do what you're doing, because you are, you live the rigid lifestyle, you live the 5 to 6 meals a day or whatever for, you know, but it's, but you are taking bits and pieces of that. And like what you said, you're applying them to these people's lives. And
it's not all the time that, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. Keep going.
But it's, I definitely don't want to give off the image that I'm this 365, 5 to 6 meals a day, killing shit. You know. Oh, sorry.
You can cuss. It's okay. No, it's all good. Cuss away. No, this is not. It's not made for kids, so it's okay. It's all good.
Well, in that case, no, I'm kidding.
Okay, kids only listen to my podcast. What the hell are you doing, Gabrielle? It's okay.
But no, it's just getting people to understand that, like, even someone like me, who, oh my gosh, you've competed in, you know, these NPC shows, and oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. Like, I am still human.
Sure.
And I still have my ups and downs. And just because someone has this certain image, like, they're human too. And so it's kind of breaking that ice and letting people know that, like, you are approachable.
Sure.
Despite what people think or see or different things like that.
Yeah. And like what you said, you're helping people try to find their own image. You're trying to carve away what you can and help people understand what it is they need to see in themselves. And
100%. I'm very big on that.
Yeah. And what are you doing? I see you're doing some online stuff, huh? Do you have a YouTube channel?
Yes. So okay. I've kind of taken a little break, from the YouTube and the blogging, for about a month now, because once again, like, I'm really big on mental health, and my mom passed away three years now.
Yeah,
and so, but it's, if you've never lost a parent, count your blessings. If you have, you know the pain. It kind of it's with you day in and day out. So holiday season tends to suck.
Sure. Sure.
And so what I've been doing a lot is kind of regrouping and focusing on, you know, what I love and my one thing, and that's fitness. And so I've been planning out my content, because I'm wanting to reach, I'm telling you what, if I could have one wish, I would wish for 10 more arms, 10 more brains, and 10 more legs, so I could do it all.
and it's because you have those big dreams, you got those goals, you know?
Yeah, so. But it's just kind of planning it out and making it work for you and not taking the joy out of it.
What do you suggest? I'll ask you this, you know, this is what I always ask people. It's like the concept of bulking up from like a women's fitness perspective. What's your thought on that? Like, because I know when I talk to, you know, mm-hmm. women and everything, they don't want to do strength training because they get the exactly. thought that they're going to bulk up. How do you
big muscles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. What do you think about that?
Okay. I love this question. So mm-hmm. number one, once again, through trial and error,
okay.
Bulking, in my opinion, okay. is honestly just an excuse to get for people to eat shit. And what I mean by that is it's from what I've seen personally.
Okay.
No. We're talking on an amateur level. I'm not talking like pro level with bodybuilders and things like that. And I'm not, you know, if you're going to do bulking, right. Mm-hmm. What that means is you're going to stick with your macros. You're just going to up the portions of them. Right.
Sure.
So
sure.
instead of maybe, so let's say in now bodybuilding, mm-hmm. Bodybuilding lane is where we're going to stick for a second.
Yeah,
so if
it.
I'm a bodybuilder in off season and I'm bulking, right?
Yeah.
So in off season, I'm going to eat red meat because red meat keeps me full.
Interesting. Yeah.
It works well with my body. I'm going to eat a little fattier beef.
Sure.
But in season, right? I'm going to stick to more lean meats, like lean turkeys, a chicken, fish. It's going to be fewer choices, right? So if sure. that kind of gives you the vision of that, that's what true correct bulking is. In off season, you're lifting heavier weights,
yeah.
not as many reps, and then in season, you're kind of doing the shredding part of it, right?
It's true.
And I think what a lot of people do who aren't knowledgeable mm-hmm. about what true bulking looks like mm-hmm. is they use it as a reason to get, and I'm just fat. And when I say fat, I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean yeah. it as a way of people, they it's a sloppy look. It's not anything beneficial. And I can tell you that from my perspective, because after my first show, I was like, oh, I'm going to eat all this freaking crap. It's mm-hmm. going to be fine. I'm bulking. It was funny. And all until guess what? I messed up my hormones because I didn't diet back up properly.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep. I because a good rule of thumb is however many weeks you diet down, that's how many weeks you want to diet up. It's a science. It's so much more than presenting a physique look. And so I would like after my first show, I was sloppy. I was depressed. It took me probably 6 to 7 months mm-hmm. for me to get my mental health back, right?
Yeah.
And for me to get my metabolism and hormones back on track. And then I was able to train my body into going into dieting back down. And so it's, I guess, to answer your question,
mm-hmm.
if that kind of answered your question, it or did. If I kind it's, of went off the
no,
rail.
No, you did actually. No, because I think too, and the way it kind of applies and what I see people being worried about, you know, if they're not doing the bodybuilding lifestyle, if they're not having to worry about off season, on season, that kind of thing, what they worry about, and especially from the perspective of approaching heavy lifting from as a woman, you know, they're worried that they're going to gain muscle. So big, it's like, it's going to be big, bulky ass muscle, you know?
Oh yeah, and women. I mean, women are scared to drink protein shakes because they're scared they're going to get fat.
There you mm-hmm. go, and that's what mm-hmm. it's weird. It's like I know that with my experience, you know, and you can add upon this, but I know that it. Like, do you feel as though that concept? It's not bulk per se. It's more aesthetically pleasing muscle. Like when you lift heavy, it doesn't show up as like beefy,
right? Well,
boulder shoulders or whatever.
Right. Well, Ian, it all comes down to this mm-hmm. balance, you yeah. know,
true.
Women want to, you know, they want this, you know, certain physique,
mm-hmm.
And I keep saying women, like it's just because it's a societal thing. Like women true. Think that there is a one size fits all because that's what society tells them. And they yeah. think that if they lift these weights, that they're going to be big and bulky and all this stuff.
Yes.
No, sister. Yeah. Like that is not true. Like it's all about finding a balance. That's why you have personal trainers. That's why you have coaches, because we are the experts that are going to show you the steps on how to achieve what you're wanting.
Yeah.
You just have to trust the process
yeah.
and put in the work. And it's honestly, that's what's finding balance, outside of bodybuilding, going into just a normal human who just wants to look good, feel good, and lift good. That is where I think my best advice is hiring that coach, hiring that personal trainer, because you need help. I need help.
Exactly.
That's why, pros, they have coaches. That's why no matter how quote unquote high up you get or how much you learn, you should always have someone being your accountability, and your go-to for your second set of eyes. So that would be my best advice for women with that, because you aren't going to get bulky, you aren't going to get fat unless you aren't doing the things to find that balance. Do you know what I mean?
And I like that you hit on balance so much, because it's not meant to skew one way or the other. If you're trying to achieve your ideal body type, then you're right. It is about implementing proper cardio and it is implementing proper strength training. But having something that a plan in place that allows you to enjoy the best of both worlds and not just get stuck on one mode of training. And I think that bears repeating, especially for cardio, because I don't, what do you tell your clients when it comes to cardio? Because that's a big one too. That's another huge thing.
Yes, God, it really is. And, it's like, if women, we tend to stick to cardio because, well, that's what society is said to do.
Exactly.
Just go run.
It's so,
just go run.
Yeah, it's everywhere. That's what it's told,
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, that's not true. Guess
I
what?
Agree.
surprise.
Yeah.
When I was a senior in high school, I guess kind of it was my sophomore through senior year. My family life was just kind of, wonky. And so I dealt with a lot of mental issues and some eating things. I wasn't bulimic or anorexic, but I thought that the way for me to feel pretty and to look fit was to eat a protein bar for breakfast, eat it for maybe lunch, come home, eat a bowl of cereal and some ice cream, vanilla bean. And then I would go run. I would go run 2 to 3 miles, and then I would do push-ups and sit-ups, and then I'd eat cereal for dinner, and then I would do it all over again. And so my point in that is that only made everything worse. And with cardio, cardio and not being knowledgeable and all that kind of stuff, I think I'm kind of going off the rail here.
Go off the rail. You can talk about whatever. You're doing great.
But I feel like it's, once again, like I was that woman who was just trying to do what I thought was right instead of seeking help and seeking on what to do. And my women who they only want to do cardio or they only done cardio because, that's what's worked for them or whatever. It's the biggest thing is breaking the fad. It's breaking what you thought you
breaking
knew.
Breaking the fad. Yeah.
Cleaning the slate and trusting who you're consulting with, whether that be your coach, your personal trainer, because I am someone who I'm not going to tell you things that I think I know. I'm going to tell you things that I've experienced that I know. That do and do not work. And guess what? We're going to do a lot of trial and error. And I believe that's the best way you figure out what works for your body and your happiness. And that's one of the things I love about bodybuilding, because I found that. I found what works. I found what doesn't work.
And it's that trial and error thing. That's a tough thing to get people to go through. That is like, man, that's the golden ticket. If you can make your client understand that just the necessity of being able to accept yourself in moments where it's like you didn't make as much progress as you thought you were, and then tweak it from there. But I guess that's the whole point of pairing yourself with the right client. There's that you have to take into account that as well. That's just part of it.
And the beauty of health and fitness is that we get to, this is why I love it, we get to design our path. Like,
Yeah.
this is our freaking body. Like, we get to do what we want to make it the best we want it to be or to make it the worst we want it to be. Like, we get to decide. And, like, yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But, like, thank God that we have the option. Do you know what I mean? And
it's true.
Like, that's it's just what it comes down to. It's just, like, are you willing to put in the time? And I think that's where me personally as a personal trainer and you know, health coach, is that people don't want to give that time. They want quick fixes. And I just refuse to do that. Like, I just, call me hard-headed, call me stubborn, but, like, I'm not, I don't do quick fixes. Like they just don't work.
Yeah. And exactly what you're saying. It's the quick fix. I mean, especially, I guess, with today, you know, people talk about, like, they go down the road of keto and they pick any one of the fad diets out there. And we've covered it, you know, ad nauseum with a bunch of people. Just not, I mean, not necessarily not doing those diets, but knowing exactly what they're going to bring you. You know, if you do them, know their purpose. Like, you can, but definitely not sustainable, not something you can take with you long term.
Right. So. And you know, when did health and fitness become this thing that we dread and we just want to hurry up and get it done and over with? Like, the psychological and mental benefits of simply taking 30, they recommend 30 minutes a day for five times a week, 30 minutes a day of just mild exercise. Go freaking walk. The dopamine and the endorphins that get released, the stress. Like, if I didn't have lifting, because there have been times where I've had stressful times in my life, and I was so stressed, I wasn't taking care of myself, I wasn't lifting, I wasn't doing cardio, and it ate me up. And the moment I just started moving my body, it was like
it woke you
a
up.
Freaking dude, it was like a freaking flip of the page. And if people would just see exercising and health from that perspective, instead of, oh, I hate sweating, oh, I hate, like, find what works for you and let's roll with it. It's just getting people to fall in love with health again.
Yeah. And you're talking about, I think when you're talking about the dopamine release and you're talking about the pleasure aspect of it, just the, you know, liking the way it makes you feel, it's got to start there. Like, you can't push somebody into the gym who's going to see it as like a massive step they're taking. And it's not, if they perceive it as something small and attainable, God, you've set them up for success. As far as I'm concerned, you know, if you approach, you implement fitness from a small step perspective. So, yeah, I think it's wonderful. Yeah.
And that's one of the, you know, the other things I ask, you know, before I start working with someone, I'm like, what do you like to do? What exercises and workouts do you like to do? Most of them don't know. They're like, run. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's start there. Like, cardio.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you incorporate that, like, plyometric workouts. As a trainer, you are there for your client and you're trying to make it work for them, but, you know, they have to meet you halfway.
I feel like plyo workouts are just such a bane for some people. I think I've stay away from them because if you're training somebody one-on-one, you're like, all right, we're going to jump and we're going to do like a Tabata thing. And they're like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to love this. Great. Every time I approach like the workouts from like a plyometric perspective, I think it just turns them off to fitness altogether. It's like the wall. And it's like, all right, I'm done. Not doing this ever again. I'm like, oh, shit.
Same for me too, though, because it freaking reminds me of, played softball in high school, and you know, like in high school workouts, there was a lot of plyo things, and we had these freaking box jumps, my God. And I remember one
screw
day
those.
They
screw
had a
jumps.
Dude, I would rather just lay on the ground. Like, it was just, I remember one day this girl, she jumped on top of a box and freaking face planted. Dude, I tell you what, that shit was not funny. I was like, nope, that is why.
When you're jumping on like a metal box or something, everybody's scraping up their shins, and they have like, if you miss that box, you're gonna be injured. It's funny. It's like, just, you know, because you go to PAC and they have these like big ass metal frame boxes, and you miss that, it's like, oh my god, cardio just turned into violence. So
it's like, I'd be scared to work out too, frick. Yeah. Like.
And everybody's got knee problems. Everybody's got, you know, pre-existing conditions. And so you can't make anybody. It's funny. Unless they're like an elite athlete, I don't even touch plyometrics anymore. You know, maybe modified here and there, but like, it's such a slippery slope at this point with anybody you
train. Sometimes I'll get a wild hair or two, and I'm like, let's do a like to do my sometimes I like to do the things I hate because it's just like a mental game for me. Like burpees. I hate burpees. I would rather someone pinch me, just like pinch me all over my body just for an hour instead of doing burpees. But sometimes I'm like, stop being a little freaking baby and just do it.
Oh, but burpees suck. They suck.
See, they do. They're the actual freaking worst.
Yeah, like demon workout right there. Demon cardio. You're literally going to hate yourself afterwards. And they don't feel good. It's funny too, because if you do a lot of burpees all at once, then you get like that chemically sensation in your mouth. You ever get that? I've done that before. Yeah, it's weird, but like I did, there was like a challenge or something that says it was like do burpees for 10 minutes straight. So you set a timer.
Okay, why would anyone do that?
I don't know where I saw that, but it was like do burpees for 10 minutes straight. You go at your own pace, right? There's not like a number you're trying to hit or anything. You go as slow or as fast as you want to, but it is weird. At the end of the 10 minutes, you feel like you get that like alkaline, I don't know, like a protein breakdown.
Like
that
metal taste?
Metal taste. Yeah, that's what it is. The metal taste. And I'm like, this can't be good. Like I'm tasting metal in my mouth. I don't know.
And see me, because if you are, I'm be like, yeah, I've never experienced this before. I must be doing something right.
then you're better than me, because I was sitting there like, I am fucked. Like,
if I get lightheaded during a workout, I'm like, hell yeah, let's do 10 more.
Like, I'm not working out with you, Gabrielle. That's man.
Come on.
your clients, they're gonna tell you they're lightheaded. You're gonna be like, well, that means you have to continue. Like, I'm sorry, you can't put that weight down.
Maybe that's why some of them don't laugh too much when I tell them that.
You just see the pain face and you're like, good, push past it, keep going.
I'm like, yeah. That's it. You better believe I'm the most encouraging person you'll meet. You better believe I'm cheering you on.
Honestly, though,
I'll do it with you.
And I applaud you for that, because I think that's what's missing from personal training. So if you're doing that shit, that's great. And that's why you'll be successful. Because I do. I like your platform. I like what you put out there. It's real shit. It's like, it's not, you know, it's not like Instagram just cookie cutterness. It's like, hey, listen, like, I'm planning this with you guys. I'm here on the journey with you. And I like your merch. I got to buy your merch. You've got some cool ass merch out there.
Thank you. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm not a very like emotional, sappy person, but I do want to like say, like, thank you for saying that. Because, like I said, I've been going through it, and, you know, I'm someone who, I'm such a people pleaser to a fault, to where like I believe in like intuition and trusting our gut. And it's like, I'm that person who I know I have the answers, and I know what's right, but I'm so timid that it won't reach this person or that person instead of just doing it. So
but that's a beautiful thing, because then that means, you know, you really have this ingrained like ideal to help people. You know, the people pleasing aspect is a good thing, because you want to see people succeed. Like, you really do.
I really want to keep people from the shit that I had to go through, you know. Like, I want to see people do better than I did. But it's once again, like, you know, I can't tell you the amount of times I've had, you know, women who just, and it, this is so funny to me, like, but like they have felt intimidated, because I guess the way I speak it is intense sometimes. And like, I'm not the personal trainer who's going to say, come on, like 10 more. I'm going to be like, bro, like, let's do this shit. And then I'm going to do it with you.
That's kind
you
of know? Me. Whenever I'm training, I'm like calm voice. I'm like Zen Lord. Like, all right, let's go 10 more. Keep going. You got this. I don't know. you're better off than I am.
it's just finding the balance, and just at the end of the day, being confident in who you are and what you're bringing to the table, and everything else will fall into line. And I just want to say thanks for saying that. That was, I needed that. So
no,
thank you.
I really relate to that. You know, you're a kindred spirit in that you definitely have that vibe about you, that even though you've spent your life really working on yourself and implementing very, very real, discipline in your life with bodybuilding is that you're very real with it, and you're looking at other people with average lives. You're saying, no, you know, what I do is not what you guys need to do. And realistically speaking, you guys can still make the change I made and not do what I'm doing. It's kind of the beauty of it. It's like, it's just more like what you said, simplify your lifestyle, find your simplicity, you know, build up something from that foundation. And I'm going to go and buy your merchandise and kind of, I'm going to get like one of your Tumblr, like a Tervis or something.
No, I have it. So once again, I've been kind of just teaching myself through all this stuff. If you just send me, so first thing, just send me you'll have to send me your address and stuff, and I'll mail it off to you.
Okay. I'll hold it. I'll have it in my podcast. So when I video, I'll brand you. Yeah. I'll have it sitting
up here. You better not be lying to me.
No, I'm not going to. No, I will. I'm definitely going to, because I want to have a bunch of just merchandise. You know, I want to get some things up here so I can tell people about other people. Cause that's what this is. That's what this podcast is revolving around. It's bringing together a community of people who understand what they're doing and trying to reinvent fitness from that perspective, you know?
No, and I love it. And I love that, like my brand is, you know, I don't give myself a lot of props.
You need to give yourself props, because you've come far. So,
Well, thank you. Yeah. But I will say, like, my logo, like everything I try to do is I want it to have freaking meaning. And my logo is so, I talk about it on my website. It is nothing but meaning. So I get so many compliments.
I'll tell you right now, I was like low key jealous when I saw your logo, and I was like, damn, that's good. I was sitting here looking at my logo and looking at your logo. I'm like, unbelievable. Like, I can't believe it.
You're
it's funny.
Good too.
Thank
don't
you.
Don't say that.
No, it's okay. No, it's all good. But I did. I like your logo. I think it looks great on just, you know, website, whatever brand, you know, it's a great brand to have. And what's the meaning behind it? You said it was full of meaning.
I have it all prettified on the website, but basically all in all, so like the colors, the loud, vibrant colors represent me, my personality, loud.
No, I don't know, Gabrielle, you're kind of dull. You know, I'm just, it's not, yeah, there's not much I can work with here. No, I'm just kidding. You're good.
Honestly, there's going to have to be a lot of editing you're going to have to do.
I know. I'm just going to have to cut out so much. Yeah, no, you could. No,
good luck.
It's all good.
Colors that kind of represent my personality and just me. And then the butterflies represent my mom, because her butterflies were her favorite animal or whatever. And it's so funny, because I didn't realize the meaning of an actual butterfly until she passed away.
Yeah.
And a butterfly actually the different ones represent different things, but collectively they represent strength and passion and hope for a future and joy and like passion, new life, like just promises of like a great, like of things to come. And I was like, okay, mom, a freaking butterfly, like, wow. And I'm just realizing this. And so I was like, so I've got butterflies plastered everywhere.
That's like providence right there. That really is some serious meaning. But I think it's beautiful, and I think you need to share that story with people so they understand kind of, you know, where you're coming from and how much it actually means to you, you know, just coming from where you are, experiencing all that stress and all that emotion, you know. So
yeah, for sure.